We sync up the Jefferson Exchange with the various First Friday arts events around the region on the first Friday of every month, which this is, Friday, May 2nd. Our First Friday Arts segment peruses the arts items submitted to IJPR.org, and you can call or email with more details, more events, the performing and visual arts. It's a big free-for-all. Join us at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Charlotte is standing by with her pile of events. I have my pile of events. And first, let's take some calls. First in line, as usual, Livia in Ashland from Camelot Theater. Thanks so much for joining us once again on our First Friday Arts segment.
Oh, you're so welcome. I look forward to it. We've got two exciting things happening at Camelot this month. From May 7th to June 1st, we have the Pulitzer Prize-winning, Tony Award-winning play by Mr. Neil Simon, considered his best, called Lost in Yonkers. And absolutely wonderful play, especially to bring your family, about this this son, Eddie, who has lost his wife and has bills, from the hospital bills all the way up to his neck, and has to leave his two sons with his mother in Yonkers for a year while he sells scrap metal during the war on the road. And of course, living there is Bella, their aunt, who's 35 and mentally challenged, their hoodlum Uncle Louie, and all with their grandmother, who is a pretty indomitable lady. And it's funny, it's poignant, excellent play. And then May 18th, we are doing something the first time we've done this. It's a staged reading of a play by Dustin Lance Black, who won the Academy Award for his screenplay of Harvey Milk. And it's called Eight, and it's based on the transcripts from the trial to overturn Measure Eight. The cameras weren't allowed inside the courtroom, so this is based on transcripts from the trial, firsthand observations and interviews with the couples involved. And it's a very powerful play, which kind of gives us a context for a conversation about marriage equality, which is a very divisive issue. And we are doing it for one performance only on Sunday, May 18th at 8 o'clock at Camelot with our own all-star cast. In L.A., it was done with people like George Clooney and Brad Pitt. But we have our own local stars like Paul Jones. Jeff Golden is going to be the judge. Brian Fraser is going to be the attorney. Very, very fascinating piece of theater, and I think it's important for us to be doing it at this time.
The you mentioned that it's taken from the trial transcripts. Is there any dramatic license taken there, or is it pretty much verbatim?
No, it's pretty much verbatim. It's not a script in the sense of that, but what he did was kind of edit down these conversations and put together 84 minutes of incredible theater and a very, very moving piece as well. And then we're going to take an intermission after that and then have a talk back, which I've asked Jeff to moderate with the audience and the cast and the director.
All right, that's Sunday, May 18th, and Lost in Yonkers opens when?
We open on the 7th and of May, and that is actually a fundraiser for Hope Equestrian. Then we have a $12 preview on that Thursday, and the official opening is May 9th, and we run through the 1st of June, and our pay what you can for this is May 14th.
All right, Lost in Yonkers opening up soon at the Camelot Theater, and then the staged reading of 8 about Proposition 8 and the trial to overturn it on Sunday, May 18th. Livia, always good to talk to you on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
All right, good to have you. Let's go to Scott in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Arts segment.
Hi, I just wanted to call and let people know about the Siskiyou Singers concert, The Color of Music, this weekend, Saturday at 7:30 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Southern Oregon Performing Arts Center, Southern Oregon University. It's a both a visual arts and a performing arts event. We've commissioned local artists who created original works of art inspired by our music, one of which is actually going to be created on stage as we sing by Anne DeSalvo. We also have some art from local third graders. We have music that spans from the Renaissance to right now. We're premiering a piece that was written for us by local Southern Oregon composer Ted Dollarhide, who unfortunately recently passed away and won't get to hear the premiere of his work, but we're dedicating the concert to him. It's going to be a very exciting event. Tickets are $15 and available at the Music Coop. Paddington Station, the grocery outlet in Medford, or on our website, www.siskiyousingers.org.
So the Color of Music at the Performing Arts Center at Southern Oregon University, you said Saturday, what time?
Saturday at 7:30 in the evening, and then Sunday at 3.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Scott. Appreciate that. Let's go on to Morgan in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Arts segment. Morgan, go ahead.
Oh, yes. This is for the Hammond Library First Friday Art Walk. It's actually tonight from 5:30 to 8:30, and we're going to be presenting student and faculty artists for the SOAR Week, Southern Oregon Arts and Research. We have Liz Edwards, Life Art Projects. It's a local program through the Jackson County Suicide Prevention Coalition, helping teenagers turn to art instead of drugs or violence. We also have Ashley Reed with some drawings on ecology and community. Mark Wheeler, scenic design from Macbeth. Ellen Seam, portrait work. Isaac Harrell, exploring art therapy. Amanda Denbeck, typography. And, of course, O'Neill Letamore, multimedia work relating to his consulting business, The Vaulted Group.
So that's a busy First Friday.
Free refreshments, free parking, and live piano music by Tatiana Ashikik.
All right, so all starting at what time? Is this coinciding with the rest of First Friday, starting at 5 o'clock? 5:30 to 8:00 at the Hannon Library on the Southern Oregon University campus in Ashland.
Yes, and also the Schneider Museum will be open on the campus. So will the Center for Visual Arts and the gallery in the SU.
All right. Thanks for calling in that information, Morgan. And if you'd like to join us on the Jefferson Exchange in our First Friday Arts segment, call in at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. And that actually gives us a pretty good segue into talking about the guests in our studio, because you folks, as I understand it, are part of First Friday. We've often joked that if we run out of people to interview on the Jefferson Exchange, we'll interview each other. And it actually has come to pass today, because Reed Newland, who's usually on the other side of the glass as our student assistant engineering the program, is in here with me and three other people. Raccoon Venom is the name you have chosen.
Yes.
All right, so tell us about that, Reed.
I always turn to Ethan when people ask me how we got that name, because I personally can never remember the story of how we got the name Raccoon Venom. I know it has something to do with, just in general, my love-hate relationship with raccoons. But I think we were like on a hike or something. And
yeah. Go ahead and lean
in,
Ethan.
We were hiking, and it was just a joke about his fear of raccoons.
All right, raccoon venom.
So irrationally.
Just made the raccoons that much scarier. Right?
Yes.
All right, so how many members to the band, and what kind of music is it you play?
Well, we kind of switch around the number of members in the band right now in the studio. We also have Nico Militello on washboard. Say hi, Nico.
Hello.
And Ian Carson, who is our local tambourine enthusiast and extraordinaire.
Hi there.
And so you're playing tonight as part of First Friday?
Yes, we're going to be playing in the art building, the Marianati Art Building. So Morgan mentioned the Schneider Art Museum. It's right next to the Schneider Art Museum. But if you're looking at the Schneider, it's the building to the right of that. And we'll be playing down in the basement. There is a show going on down there by one of our SOU students, Carissa Cornelius, and her show is called Skoleidoscope. And so we'll be playing along with a couple other bands. I believe from 6 to 7 we'll have some other SOU music students. I don't know their name, but there's going to be a quartet playing. And then from 7 to 8 it'll be Raccoon Venom, as well as our friends Middle Class Zeros, and they're another folk punk Ashland band. And so we'll be playing around with them, just kind of switching off song by song.
Okay, why don't you guys get into playing positions, and then Reed can talk about the kind of music you play, which is folk punk, is that right?
Yeah, I kind of use the term anarcho-folk punk to make it a little more specific. Folk punk, I think a lot of people think like the Dropkick Murphys or the Pogues, and the main difference between what we play and those types of folk punk bands is those are more like Celtic and Irish root on the folk side of the folk punk genre, but we are definitely, our music is much more Americana and kind of almost more has suburban punk roots rather than urban.
Okay, so what are we going to hear here? What's the first piece you got here?
So the first song we're going to play is called Love Song for a Hard Day's Work, and it's actually about my time working for the Northwest Youth Corps when I was 19 years old, which was an absolutely amazing opportunity. So I wrote this song, just kind of.
All right, so Raccoon Venom here on our first Friday Art segment. Don't forget you can call in and add your events, 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or jx@jeffnet.org. While you're dialing or emailing, here is Raccoon Venom with Love Song for a Hard Day's Work.
The best job I ever had. Pretty sure I accidentally whizzed on a rattlesnake, and I'd wake up every day freezing and sneezing and thinking life just don't get much better than this. Trust in the sun to tell you when you need some sleep, and if I'm hungry, it's only out of pure instinct. Water takes the easy route. Life lessons from a creek. If the body isn't moving, how are we supposed to think? And before long you realize you don't need toilet paper. Old man's beard does just fine. Stretch my spine and speak my mind. Slowly I start to notice. Listen, cuz they're in it just the same. You can dig too long, but you can never dig too deep. So sing along, it's the number one way to get dishes clean. Toothpaste is for squares, no one cares if you stink. OSHA's got their spies, but we're sporting PPG. Trust in your feet, tell you when it gets too steep. Keep drinking water, friends, to combat 100 degrees. PB&J, some days it's just so darn sweet. Got hearts of gold, got PMA, cause we got Toti. The best job I ever had. I'm pretty sure I accidentally fell madly into love, and I'd wake up every day excited about deciding that this was how I chose to live my life.
Raccoon Venom with Love Song for a Hard Day's Work. Raccoon Venom will be performing tonight in the Marion Addy Building in the Art Complex at Southern Oregon University in the basement. It feels like you're being put in the basement there.
Yeah, that's where the semi-private studios are for the artists. So it just makes it a little bit easier for artists to move their work out into the hallway. And there's a nice little hallway where they have food and drink and everything. So.
And if you're just joining us and think the voice sounds familiar, Reed Newland is our student assistant. You do hear his voice on the weather, but he's also the lead singer of Raccoon Venom, and he's got three of his friends in here with him as well. We'll hear a little more from them later on in our first Friday Arts segment. Let us take another call, though. We have Roy in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. Go ahead, Roy.
Hello. Yes, I wanted to make people aware that the Siskiyou Violins will be giving the concert this evening at the Unitarian Fellowship Center in Ashland, 87 4th Street, at 7 o'clock. And the tickets are $10 general, $5 for children. And this is the young violin ensemble, age range from 7 to 18. When they went to Carnegie Hall for a festival 2 years ago, they got the highest scores from the judges ever awarded in the history of the group that puts on these festivals. And we've got two special soloists this evening. One is the local classical guitarist Ty Austin, who recently graduated from SOU. He won the American Protégé International Competition, played in Carnegie Hall last year. Our accompanist is Tatiana Ushaychik, and she won the similar competition late last year, I believe, early this year, and she played in Carnegie Hall among the winners this year. And the director is Faina Padonia, The other soloist is Lauren Green, a young soprano who will be singing two songs from Phantom of the Opera, accompanied by 20 or more violinists. It's sort of amazing sound, her voice and the violin. She's going to be playing Eponine in the Camelot Theater's production of Les Miserables this summer. And the Siskiyou Violins have been invited to another festival, the Los Angeles International Music Festival, in mid-June. So next month, we'll be heading south. So again, that's this evening at the University Fellowship Center in Ashland, 7 o'clock. Adults, $10. Children, $5.
All right. Siskiyou Violins, thank you so much for that, Roy. Appreciate it. Our first Friday Arts segment, we'll zip through a couple more events here. Barnstormers Theater is still running the trip to Bountiful at Barnstormers Theater in Grants Pass through May 11th. Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific is playing at Shasta High School in Reading this weekend and next. And the Madrigal and MRT Singers from Humboldt State University will be performing songs by Elizabethan composer John Dowland. That's coming up at Humboldt State University in Arcata on May 4th. Charlotte, do you have anything on your... Oops, Charlotte's taking a phone call here right now. So we have more arts events to talk about, more phone calls to take if you'd like to call in. The Southern Oregon University Theater presents Little Shop of Horrors starting on May 15th. You might remember the old movie where Jack Nicholson was very early in his career. That's obviously been turned into a musical long since. Rogue Theater in Grants Pass presents Keb Mo on May 5th. Let's take another call here. Anne in Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, I'm calling about the Pomegranate Group having their 14th annual exhibit. There's six artists, and it opens on this Friday, but the exhibit goes from May 1st to the 31st, and it's at Studio AB on A Street, corner of 5th.
All right, Studio AB on what was the gift? Corner of 5th Street and what?
5th and A.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Ann. Sorry to rush you off the phone, but that line is still causing us some issues, that line too. We have the engineer looking into that. Charlotte, any stuff on your side you want to read in here? You, yes.
We have the Camelot Theater Company announces Dustin Lance's Black's new play, 8, on Sunday night, May 18th at 8 p.m., and another event, we have SOAR's First Friday Art Walk on May 2nd. That is today, beginning at Hannon Library at 5:30 p.m.
All right, got one more time for one more song here from our friends Raccoon Venom. Reed Newland on lead vocals and mandolin. Raccoon Venom, band based in Ashland. And Reed, our student assistant. Take it away, Reed. What do you got?
This is going to be a cover of an Alice Cooper song, actually, that we turned into a folk song, which... We do a couple classic rock songs last Christmas. I learned Fat Bottom Girls for my dad as his Christmas present. So since then, I've been doing some fun covers like that. So This is Alice Cooper's Be My Lover. She struts into the room. Well, I don't know her. With a magnifying glance, I just sort of look her over. Well, we had a drink or two, said maybe three. And then suddenly she starts telling me her life story. She says, babe, if you wanna be my lover, well, gotta take me home. 'Cause it's a long, long way to paradise, and I'm still off on my own. Well, I told her that I came from the Willamette Valley. We changed some of the lyrics. And I played mandolin in an anarcho folk punk band. She asked me how we got that silly old name, a Raccoon Venom. I said, listen here, honey, you really wouldn't understand, so don't even try. But babe, if you wanna be my lover, well, you've gotta take me home.
Reed Newland, our student assistant, stepping up to the microphone in a very different capacity as the lead singer and mandolin player from the group Raccoon Venom, performing tonight in the basement at the Marion Addy Building as part of First Friday Art Walk at Southern Oregon University. The First Friday Art Walks are why we have our First Friday Art segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. We've learned a lot about things going on around the region in the coming weeks. Got a little correction here. The Siskiyou Violins concert at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Center in Ashland is actually tomorrow, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. So lots of arts events in the coming weeks. And, Reed, it's been fun to have you in this capacity.
Yeah,
So you mentioned there are some other groups doing this kind of stuff with you.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Middle Class Zeros, name drop again one more time. It's all very, if anyone out there knows the name Pat the Bunny, I have to name drop that too, but it's all very reminiscent of his style of music, so they'll be playing along with us. We might even do a couple songs together.
We have certainly expanded the horizons of Jefferson Exchange listeners here on the program this morning on our First Friday Arts segment. Thanks to all the guys from Raccoon Venom. Reed's going to get back on the other side and be engineer once again.
Thanks,
and
Matt.
Thank you for calling in to our First Friday Arts segment. We'll take a short break and come back with Garrison Keillor and today's edition of the Writer's Almanac.